Here's Newsline first, the headline. BPPD continues efforts to handle floods in Jakarta. Mohaimin visits MSME actors at PMI during Chinese New Year holiday. And now the news in details. The Jakarta Regional Disaster Management Agency is actively working to address flooding in various areas of the city. Their efforts include deploying emergency response team and coordinating drainage improvements to mitigate the impact. Authorities continue to monitor the situation and provide assistance to be affected the residents. Moving on to the second news. During the Chinese New Year holiday, Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Mohaimin Iskandar, visited micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises. Actors at the Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Cultural Park, they visit aim to support the local entrepreneurs by promoting their products and acknowledging their contribution to Indonesia's economy. Mohaimin emphasized the government commitment to fostering MSME development for national growth. And that was Newsline.
Siapa yang jadi juaranya?
Today's diplomatic order highlights Indonesian embassy in Tokyo welcomes close friendship between Indonesia and Miyagi Prefecture. The Indonesian embassy in Tokyo, Japan welcomes the growing friendship between Indonesia and Miyagi Prefecture, Japan, which has been reflected in various forms of cooperation that benefit both parties. According to Indonesian Deputy Ambassador to Japan, Maria Renata Hutagalung, the Miyagi Indonesia Prefectural Association has been established since July 2024, and an agreement has been made between Miyagi and the Indonesian Ministry of Manpower regarding the placement of Indonesian migrant workers since July 2023. Reported by Antara, while attending the Miyagi Ambassador Summit in Miyagi Prefecture, Maria said these things were evidence of close friendship and mutual optimism to increase Indonesia economic cooperation with Miyagi. Regarding the Miyagi Ambassador Summit 2025 held by the Miyagi Prefectural Government, he stated that the agenda provides an opportunity for Indonesia to find out business prospects, investment, tourist attraction, and cooperation with Miyagi. Moreover, in addition to Miyagi Prefecture, MAS 2025 also involves Fukushima and Iwate prefectures, thus potentially forming a joint economic network that is increasingly beneficial. Meanwhile, the government of Miyagi, Yoshihiro Murai, in his speech appreciated the support and development cooperation with friendly countries, including Indonesia, especially after the big earthquake that hit eastern Japan or Tohoku. According to Murai, Miyagi Prefecture has been able to recover so far because of the support of all countries, and his parties will continue to cooperate with other countries. According to the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo, MAS 2025 participants participated in various activities during the event. These included a calligraphy performance from Ikue Sendai High School, a visit to Zuiganji Shrine, an introduction to Michinoku coastal path tours, and popular culinary culture in the Tohoku region. And that's Diplomatic Order.
in the Western Pacific Ocean. Ancient culture. A world of wonder. Mysterious and magical. The life of a tribe in sync with nature. West Papua's archipelago. Extremely rich sea life. Adorned with emeralds of islands. Sprawling protected in front of the coast. The richest marine biodiversity in the world. Home to majestic phantoms of the ocean. Life in an amazing setting. Where Macarena greets guests. An amazing sea adventure. The best of fish. And travel in style and comfort. Is always only a short trip away, always reminding us life is beautiful. Amazing cultures and lovely sea. West Papua, wonderful.
extraordinary landscape of the largest crater lake in the world thrives a glorious civilization in North Sumatra. People live colorful lives. And nature continues to fascinate both the locals and visitors from all walks of life. A delightful escape. With a sense of adventure. In the hidden paradise of Sumatra, experience the awesome nature and the connection to ancient cultures, like dancing for ancestors, a colorful tradition, joyful yet also potent. Mystifying rituals.
Thank you.
Proud people of the mountains. At the coast and in the cities. Remarkable diversity. Multicultural Mecca. Peaceful harmony. Incredible culinary. Astonishing wood carving. This is North Sumatra. The land. Also the people. Friendly faces and genuine warmth. Wonderful Indonesia.
city's size reaches 102.47 square kilometers, with average height of 8 meters above the sea level. Palembang lies in a quite strategic location as it passes through the main road or Lintas Sumatra that connects areas on Sumatra Island. In addition, Palembang also has Musi River and Ampera Bridge that function as the means of transportation and interregional trade. Climate in Palembang is tropical, with rainfall ranging from 2,000 mm to 3,000 mm per year. Air humidity ranges from 75 to 89%, with sun illumination of 45%. Soil topography is relatively superficial and low. Most of lands there, which are 0 to 20 meters above the sea level, are marshy, that they are flooded in the rainy season. Palembang people belong to Malay ethnic group and use Malay language, with local dialect that is now known as Palembang language. Local people generally use Palembang language as daily language. Besides, natives, non-natives from Java, Minangkabau, Madura, Bugis, and Banjar, as well as descendants from China, Arab, and India, also live in Palembang. Listener, do you know there's an interesting thing from Palembang, which is its special traditional food, pempek or fish cake.
Pempek kapal selam, terkenal di mana-mana. Kalau makan sama juga, alangkah lemak rasanya.
The interesting thing from Palembang is its typical traditional food, which is pempek. What is pempek? Palembang has a quite big number of Chinese communities. Foods like pempek or tekwan or soup with sago flour fish balls made from fish leave strong Chinese taste among Palembang people. Pempek is Palembang traditional food that has been popular all over Indonesia, with the local freshwater fish ikan belida and sago as the basic ingredients. Palembang people have successfully developed the basic ingredients into various kinds of pempek by varying fillings and other additional ingredients like chicken eggs, fish shell, and tahu or tofu. Various kinds of pempek in Palembang include pempek kapal selam, pempek lenjer, and so on. Palembang people usually eat pempek with blackish thick sauce made from boiled brown sugar, chili, and fried shrimp. The sauce is commonly called cuko or vinegar sauce. Here is the explanation of the Head of Information Division at Palembang Tourism Service, R.M. Husni, about pempek.
Pempek itu asal katanya apek-apek.
Pempek derives from the word apek-apek. Chinese people call it so. They were newly arrived in Chinese in Indonesia and male Chinese with pigtail that rode becak or pedicab. While Palembang, big people became errands. When people wanted to eat, they just asked them to buy or make food.
At first, Palembang people made food for consumption instead of for business like Chinese people wanted. First pempek was made in Sepuluh Hulu, Palembang. Do you know that the basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish? How about belida fish? The basic ingredients of pempek. This is what was explained by the Head of Information Section at Palembang Tourism Service, R.M. Husni.
Ikan belida itu ikan yang nomor satu.
Well, belida fish is number...
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App.
Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline, read by Ray. Indonesia is the most serious country in holding the Musabah Tilawatul Quran. National Board of Zakat sends aid to Gaza. And now the news in details. The first news. Indonesia Ministers of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar said that Indonesia is the most serious country in holding the Musabah Tilawatul Quran and organizing in stages and regularly every year. He said this during the opening of the 4th International Holy Quran Competition of Indonesia 2025 in Jakarta, which carries the theme Al-Quran, Environment and Humanity for Global Harmony.
Di seluruh dunia, termasuk dunia Islam, urusan musabaqah.
All over the world, including in Islamic countries, no country has a Quran recitation competition as structured as Indonesia. I have visited many countries and none of them hold MTQ competitions regularly, from the smallest level like neighborhood groups, then at the village level, sub-district level, district or city level, province level, and then national level. Today we even hold it at the international level.
Naik ke atas tingkat kabupaten dan kota madya, naik ke atas tingkat provinsi, sampai ke tingkat nasional, sampai malam ini, sore ini, kita melakukan secara internasional.
According to Minister Nasaruddin Umar, Indonesia's commitment to developing Quran recitation is also seen through the development institutions of Tilawatul Quran, an institution that trains Quran reciters. With this structured system, Indonesia consistently produces MTQ champions at the international level. This year, the 4th International MTQ competition has 60 participants from 38 countries.